Thank you for being an incredible supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, the home of the history of the Caribbeans. We're thrilled to have you as part of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes and comments mean the world to us and help us reach a wider audience with our stories. Plus, with new episodes released every day, your feedback plays a vital role in shaping what we create. It truly makes a difference. Your loyalty and enthusiasm fuel our passion for documenting the history of the Caribbean, and we're so grateful for your support. Today, we're excited to present Aruba, A Journey Through Time Episode 2, a story that promises to detail the history of the first settlers to present day. So sit back and relax as we navigate you through this journey. Chapter 5, The Gold Rush. Theme, A Fleeting Era of Prosperity. As the 19th century progressed, a sudden and transformative event occurred in Aruba's history that would leave an indelible mark on its economy, society, and infrastructure: the discovery of gold. This newfound wealth thrust the island into a brief but significant era of prosperity, attracting miners, merchants, and opportunists alike. However, like many gold rushes throughout history, Aruba's foray into gold mining was marked by ambition, hardship, and an eventual decline, leaving behind lessons and legacies that would shape the island's future. The Discovery of Gold, 1824. The story of Aruba's gold rush begins in 1824, when a 12-year-old boy named Willem Rasman stumbled upon shiny, metallic rocks while tending to his family's livestock in the hills near Rui Flut. Intrigued by their appearance, the boy presented the rocks to local officials, who, after a series of tests, confirmed the presence of gold. This discovery set off a chain reaction that would forever alter the island's trajectory. Initial reactions and excitement. The news spread rapidly across the small island, igniting excitement and dreams of wealth among the local population. The Dutch colonial authorities, recognizing the potential economic benefits, quickly claimed ownership of the gold deposits and imposed strict regulations on mining activities. Exploration and prospecting. Dutch geologists and engineers were dispatched to survey the island and identify additional gold deposits. Prospectors began arriving from neighboring islands and mainland South America, hoping to strike it rich. The establishment of gold mining operations. In the wake of the discovery, the Dutch government granted mining concessions to private companies, leading to the establishment of organized gold mining operations. The first mining companies. In 1830, the Aruba Gold Mining Company was established, marking the beginning of large-scale mining activities. This company was followed by others, such as the Compañía de Aruba and the Aruba Island Gold Mining Company, which competed for control of the island's resources. Mining techniques. Early mining methods were rudimentary, relying on manual labor and simple tools such as picks and shovels. As the industry developed, more advanced techniques were introduced, including the use of crushing mills and amalgamation processes to extract gold from ore. Labor and workforce. The labor force was primarily composed of local Arubans, supplemented by workers from neighboring islands and South America. Mining was grueling and dangerous work, with long hours, harsh conditions, and the constant threat of accidents. The economic impact of the gold rush. The gold rush brought a temporary surge of prosperity to Aruba, transforming its economy and infrastructure. Wealth and investment. The influx of gold boosted the island's economy, providing new sources of income for both the government and private individuals. Profits from mining were reinvested into infrastructure projects, including the construction of roads, ports, and public buildings. Urban development. The towns of Oranjestad and San Nicolas began to grow as mining hubs, attracting merchants, artisans, and entrepreneurs. Shops, warehouses, and taverns sprang up to cater to the needs of miners and other residents. Social stratification. The gold rush exacerbated social divisions, as wealth was concentrated in the hands of a few mining companies and colonial officials. Many miners and laborers, despite their hard work, struggled to make ends meet, leading to tensions and occasional conflicts. Challenges and decline. Despite the initial promise of wealth and prosperity, Aruba's gold rush was ultimately short-lived. Depletion of resources. By the late 19th century, the easily accessible gold deposits had been largely exhausted. Mining companies faced diminishing returns, and many were forced to scale back operations or shut down entirely. Environmental impact. The intensive mining activities took a toll on Aruba's fragile environment, leaving scars on the landscape and depleting natural resources. Deforestation, soil erosion, and pollution from mining chemicals became pressing concerns. Economic dependency. The gold rush created a dependency on a single industry, leaving the island vulnerable to economic instability when the industry declined. Many workers found themselves unemployed, and the island's economy entered a period of stagnation. The legacy of the gold rush. Although Aruba's gold rush was relatively brief, its impact on the island's history and identity cannot be overstated. Cultural and historical significance. The gold rush became a defining chapter in Aruba's history, celebrated in folklore, songs, and local traditions. Historical sites, such as the ruins of the Busharabana and Balashi gold mills, remain popular attractions, offering a glimpse into the island's past. Lessons learned. The experience of the gold rush highlighted the importance of economic diversification and sustainable resource management, lessons that would guide Aruba's future development. A symbol of resilience. The gold rush exemplified the resilience and resourcefulness of the Aruban people, who adapted to changing circumstances and persevered in the face of challenges. A turning point in Aruba's history. As the gold rush came to an end, Aruba found itself at a crossroads. The island's brief encounter with wealth and prosperity had brought both opportunities and challenges, reshaping its economy, society, and landscape. While the allure of gold had faded, the lessons and legacies of this era laid the groundwork for the next chapter in Aruba's history, a chapter defined by industrialization, globalization, and the pursuit of a more sustainable and equitable future. Chapter 6, The Black Gold Era. Theme: Transformation Through Oil. The discovery of oil in the early 20th century marked one of the most significant turning points in Aruba's history. While the island's previous gold rush brought fleeting prosperity, the advent of the oil industry ushered in a period of sustained economic growth, modernization, and global relevance. The arrival of the Lago Oil and Transport Company and the subsequent development of the refinery in San Nicolas turned Aruba into an industrial hub, attracting workers from across the Caribbean and beyond. This chapter delves deeply into the rise of Aruba's oil industry, its impact on the island's economy, society, and environment, and the legacy it left behind. The discovery of oil. The story of Aruba's oil era began in the early 20th century with the discovery of petroleum reserves in nearby Venezuela. As one of the world's richest oil-producing nations, Venezuela's reserves attracted major oil companies eager to refine and distribute this valuable resource. Aruba, with its strategic location just 17 miles off the Venezuelan coast and natural deepwater harbors, became an ideal site for building refineries and export facilities. Early interest in Aruba's potential. By the 1920s, global demand for oil was surging, driven by the rise of the automobile industry and advancements in machinery and transportation. Aruba's proximity to Venezuela, coupled with its political stability under Dutch rule, made it an attractive location for foreign investment. Establishment of the Lago Oil and Transport Company. In 1924, the Lago Oil and Transport Company, a subsidiary of Standard Oil, established operations in Aruba. The company began constructing an oil refinery in San Nicolas, transforming the sleepy fishing village into a bustling industrial town. The growth of the oil industry. Construction of the refinery. The Lago Refinery, completed in 1929, was one of the largest and most advanced of its kind at the time. Its facilities included distillation units, storage tanks, and loading docks capable of handling large tankers. The construction project created hundreds of jobs and attracted workers from neighboring islands, Venezuela, and even as far as Europe and Asia. Production and export. The refinery processed crude oil from Venezuela, converting it into gasoline, diesel, and other petroleum products. Aruba's location allowed for easy export to North America, Europe, and beyond, solidifying its role as a key player in the global oil supply chain. Economic impact. Oil quickly became the backbone of Aruba's economy, replacing agriculture and gold as the island's primary source of income. The Dutch government benefited from increased tax revenues, which were reinvested in infrastructure, education, and healthcare. Transformation of San Nicolas. The development of the oil industry had a profound impact on the town of San Nicolas, which became the center of Aruba's industrial activity. Urbanization. San Nicolas transformed from a small village into a vibrant, multicultural town. New roads, housing, and public facilities were built to accommodate the influx of workers and their families. The town became known as the Sunrise City, symbolizing its role as a beacon of opportunity and progress. Diverse workforce. The oil industry attracted a diverse workforce, creating a melting pot of cultures. Workers arrived from islands such as Curaçao, Trinidad, Barbados, and Jamaica, as well as from Venezuela and other parts of the world. This diversity enriched Aruba's cultural fabric, contributing to the development of a unique and inclusive identity. Social challenges. The rapid growth of San Nicolas brought challenges, including overcrowding, inadequate housing, and social tensions between different ethnic groups. The local government and oil companies worked to address these issues, but disparities in wages and living conditions persisted. World War II and strategic importance. During World War II, Aruba's oil industry played a critical role in supporting the Allied war effort. The Lago refinery became one of the largest suppliers of aviation fuel for Allied forces, making Aruba a strategic target. German submarine attacks. In 1942, German submarines attacked oil tankers near Aruba, disrupting the island's exports and highlighting its vulnerability. The Lago refinery and other key facilities were heavily guarded, and air raid shelters were constructed to protect residents. Contribution to the Allies. Despite the challenges, Aruba's oil industry continued to operate at full capacity, providing essential fuel for the war effort. The island's contribution earned it recognition and gratitude from Allied nations, further solidifying its global importance. Post-war boom and modernization. The years following World War II brought unprecedented prosperity to Aruba, as the global demand for oil surged and the refinery expanded its operations. Economic growth. The oil industry drove rapid economic growth, with rising incomes and improved living standards for many Arubans. The Dutch government invested heavily in infrastructure, building schools, hospitals, and modern housing. Education and workforce development. Technical schools and training programs were established to equip Arubans with the skills needed for employment in the oil industry. A new generation of educated workers emerged, contributing to the island's economic and social progress. Cultural integration. The diverse population of San Nicolas continued to grow, fostering cultural exchange and the development of unique traditions, music, and cuisine. Challenges and decline. By the late 20th century, changes in the global oil market and technological advancements began to impact Aruba's oil industry. Competition and overcapacity. The rise of newer, more efficient refineries in other parts of the world reduced the demand for Aruba's facilities. The Lago refinery faced increasing competition, leading to periodic layoffs and economic uncertainty. Environmental impact. Decades of oil refining had taken a toll on Aruba's environment, with pollution affecting air quality, water resources, and marine life. Efforts to address these issues included stricter regulations and investment in cleaner technologies, but challenges remained. Closure of the Lago refinery. In 1985, the Lago refinery closed its doors, marking the end of an era. The closure left many workers unemployed and forced Aruba to rethink its economic future. The legacy of the oil industry. Despite its decline, the oil industry left a lasting legacy in Aruba. Economic transformation. The oil era transformed Aruba from a modest, agrarian society into a modern, industrialized economy. The wealth generated by the industry laid the foundation for future investments in tourism and other sectors. Cultural heritage. The diverse community of San Nicolas became a symbol of Aruba's multicultural identity, celebrating its heritage through festivals, music, and art. Landmarks such as the former refinery and workers' housing stand as reminders of this pivotal chapter in Aruba's history. Lessons for the future. The rise and fall of the oil industry underscored the importance of economic diversification and environmental sustainability. These lessons continue to guide Aruba as it navigates the challenges and opportunities of the 21st century. A new dawn for Aruba. As Aruba emerged from the shadows of the oil era, it embraced a new path centered on tourism, innovation, and cultural preservation. The resilience and adaptability of the Aruban people, honed during the challenges of the oil industry, became the driving force behind this transformation. The story of Aruba's Black Gold era is one of ambition, perseverance, and reinvention, a testament to the island's ability to thrive in the face of change and adversity. Chapter 7, World War II and Strategic Importance. Theme, Aruba on the global stage. The outbreak of World War II brought Aruba into the spotlight as one of the most strategically important locations in the Caribbean. Though the island was far removed from the front lines of Europe and Asia, its oil refineries, particularly the Lago Oil and Transport Company, played a critical role in fueling the Allied war effort. This chapter delves into the dramatic events of the war years, highlighting Aruba's contributions, the threats it faced, and the profound impact of this global conflict on the island's history. Aruba's strategic role in the Allied effort. The significance of the Lago Refinery. By the 1930s, the Lago Refinery in San Nicolas was one of the largest and most efficient in the world, capable of producing vast quantities of aviation fuel, which was crucial for the war effort. Aruba's proximity to Venezuela, a major supplier of crude oil, ensured a steady supply of raw materials for the refinery, supplying the Allies. During the war, Aruba supplied more than half of the aviation fuel used by the Allied forces, making it a vital lifeline for their military operations. The island's refined oil products were shipped to North America, Europe, and the Pacific, powering planes, tanks, and naval vessels. Recognition by Allied powers. Allied leaders, including Winston Churchill and Franklin D. Roosevelt, acknowledged Aruba's crucial contributions to the war effort, often referring to it as a fueling station of democracy. The threat of German U-boats. The rise of the U-boat campaign. In 1942, Germany launched Operation Newland, a campaign to disrupt Allied oil supplies in the Caribbean by targeting tankers and refineries. Aruba's importance as an oil supplier made it a primary target for German submarines, U-boats. The attack on Aruba, February 16, 1942. In the early hours of February 16, 1942, German U-boats attacked tankers anchored off Aruba's coast, sinking several and causing massive explosions. The refinery itself narrowly avoided significant damage, thanks to the quick response of local and Allied defense forces. This attack, known as the Battle of Aruba, marked the island's direct involvement in the war and underscored its vulnerability. The aftermath. The attack caused widespread fear and disrupted shipping operations temporarily. Allied forces increased their presence in the region, deploying naval escorts and air patrols to protect Aruba and its oil shipments. Life on the home front. Increased military presence. The Dutch government, in coordination with Allied forces, established military bases and anti-aircraft defenses on the island. British, American, and Canadian forces were stationed in Aruba, bringing new cultural influences and interactions with the local population. Impact on daily life. The threat of further attacks led to the implementation of blackout regulations, with residents required to cover windows and extinguish lights at night to avoid detection by enemy submarines. Air raid drills became a routine part of life, and schools often incorporated wartime safety training into their curricula. Community spirit and resilience. Despite the challenges, the people of Aruba displayed remarkable resilience and solidarity. Local communities organized efforts to support the war, including collecting scrap metal, knitting for soldiers, and raising funds for war bonds. Economic and social changes during the war. Economic boom. The increased demand for oil products during the war led to an economic boom for Aruba, with record levels of production and exports. Many Arubans found employment in the refinery and related industries, leading to improved living standards for many families. Social transformation. The influx of foreign military personnel and workers brought new ideas, technologies, and cultural influences to Aruba. English began to gain prominence as a secondary language, alongside Dutch and Papiamento, due to the interactions with Allied forces. Strains on infrastructure. The rapid growth of the population and industrial activity put a strain on Aruba's infrastructure, including housing, transportation, and public services. The government and private sector worked to address these challenges, laying the groundwork for post-war development. The legacy of World War II. Aruba's contributions remembered. Aruba's role in the war effort earned it a place of honor in global history, with Allied leaders acknowledging the island's critical contributions to victory. Memorials and ceremonies continue to commemorate the sacrifices and achievements of this era. Strengthened ties with the Netherlands and allies. The war strengthened Aruba's relationship with the Netherlands and its Allied partners, fostering closer political, economic, and cultural ties. Economic transition. The economic boom of the war years set the stage for Aruba's transition into a more diversified economy, with the rise of tourism and other industries in the post-war era. Cultural reflections of the war years. Stories and folklore. The events of World War II became a rich source of stories, songs, and folklore passed down through generations. Tales of heroism, resilience, and community spirit highlight the enduring impact of this period on Aruba's cultural identity. Art and commemoration. Local artists and writers have drawn inspiration from the war years, creating works that capture the tension, bravery, and transformation of the era. Monuments such as the memorials in San Nicolas and Aranjestad honor those who served and sacrificed during the war. A turning point in Aruba's history. World War II was a defining moment for Aruba, bringing the island to the forefront of global events and leaving a legacy that would shape its future. The resilience and determination of its people during this challenging period exemplify the strength of the Aruban spirit. As the war came to an end, Aruba stood poised to enter a new chapter in its history, one defined by recovery, reinvention, and the pursuit of prosperity in a rapidly changing world. Chapter 8, The Birth of Tourism. Theme, Reinventing the Economy. As the mid-20th century approached, Aruba stood at a crossroads. The island's once thriving oil industry was beginning to wane, with global shifts in energy markets and advancements in refining technology making the island's facilities less competitive. Faced with an uncertain economic future, Aruba embarked on a bold journey to reinvent itself as a premier tourism destination. This transformation was not just economic, but also cultural, as Aruba embraced its unique heritage, natural beauty, and vibrant identity to attract visitors from around the world. The economic need for tourism. The decline of the oil industry. By the 1950s, Aruba's economy was heavily reliant on oil refining, with the Lago Oil and Transport Company serving as the island's primary employer. However, technological advancements and the discovery of newer, more cost-efficient refineries in other regions began to reduce Aruba's competitive edge. The economic slowdown following World War II, coupled with shifts in global energy policies, further weakened the oil industry's dominance on the island. The search for economic alternatives. Recognizing the risks of over-reliance on a single industry, the Aruban government and business leaders began exploring alternative sources of income. Tourism emerged as a promising solution, given Aruba's natural assets, such as pristine beaches, clear turquoise waters, and a warm, sunny climate year-round, laying the foundations for tourism, government initiatives, and infrastructure development. In the late 1940s and early 1950s, the Aruban government began investing in infrastructure to support tourism, including the expansion of Queen Beatrix International Airport and the construction of modern roads. Efforts were made to establish international partnerships with airlines and travel agencies to promote Aruba as a desirable vacation destination. The role of local entrepreneurs. Local business owners played a crucial role in developing Aruba's tourism sector, opening hotels, restaurants, and shops tailored to visitors. Pioneering hoteliers, such as the Amon family, established some of the island's first resorts, setting the stage for future expansion. Marketing Aruba to the world. Early tourism campaigns highlighted Aruba's natural beauty, safety, and hospitality. Slogans like "One Happy Island" emphasized the island's welcoming atmosphere. Brochures, posters, and magazine advertisements showcased idyllic images of white sandy beaches, the iconic DVDV trees, and luxury accommodations. The growth of the tourism industry. The rise of beach resorts. The 1950s and 1960s saw the construction of several luxury resorts along Aruba's coastline, including the iconic Manchebo Beach Resort and the Aruba Caribbean Hotel, which opened in 1959. These resorts offered amenities such as swimming pools, fine dining, and entertainment, catering to affluent travelers from North America and Europe. Diversifying attractions. Recognizing the importance of diversifying its appeal, Aruba began developing attractions beyond its beaches. Historical sites, such as the Bucharabana Gold Mill Ruins and the Alto Vista Chapel, were restored and promoted as cultural landmarks. Festivals and events, including carnival and music festivals, showcased Aruba's vibrant culture and drew visitors eager for unique experiences. The role of cruise tourism. Aruba's deepwater harbors made it an ideal destination for cruise ships, and by the 1970s, the island had become a popular stop on Caribbean cruise itineraries. The influx of cruise passengers boosted local businesses, particularly in Aranjestad, where shops and markets flourished. The cultural impact of tourism. Embracing multiculturalism. Tourism brought an influx of visitors from diverse backgrounds, exposing Arubans to new cultures, languages, and ideas. This exchange enriched Aruba's already multicultural identity, blending influences from the Caribbean, Latin America, Europe, and North America. Preserving heritage. Efforts to promote tourism often went hand in hand with preserving Aruba's cultural heritage. Museums, traditional music, and culinary traditions were showcased to visitors, ensuring that the island's identity remained central to its appeal. The introduction of cultural tourism initiatives, such as tours of Aruban villages and artisanal workshops, helped bridge the gap between economic development and cultural preservation. Challenges of balancing modernization and tradition. The rapid growth of tourism brought challenges, including concerns about cultural commodification and the loss of traditional practices. Local leaders and organizations worked to strike a balance, emphasizing the importance of authenticity in the tourism experience. Environmental challenges and sustainability. The impact of tourism on the environment. The rapid development of resorts, roads, and other infrastructure had a significant impact on Aruba's environment, including deforestation, habitat loss, and pollution. Popular beaches like Eagle Beach and Palm Beach faced issues such as overcrowding and erosion, threatening the island's natural beauty. Conservation efforts. In response to environmental challenges, Aruba launched initiatives to promote sustainable tourism practices. Protected areas, such as Arikoke National Park, were established to preserve the island's unique ecosystems and wildlife. Educational campaigns encouraged both locals and visitors to adopt eco-friendly behaviors, such as reducing waste and conserving water. Economic transformation through tourism. Job creation and economic growth. The tourism industry became the largest employer on the island, providing jobs in hotels, restaurants, transportation, and retail. The economic benefits extended beyond direct employment, with tourism driving growth in related sectors such as agriculture, fishing, and construction. Improved quality of life. The revenue generated by tourism allowed the government to invest in public services, including healthcare, education, and infrastructure. Many Arubans experienced an improved standard of living, with access to better housing, transportation, and recreational facilities. Global recognition. Aruba's success as a tourism destination earned it global recognition, attracting celebrities, influencers, and repeat visitors who contributed to its reputation as a top-tier vacation spot. Modern tourism in Aruba. Adapting to changing trends. In the 21st century, Aruba's tourism industry continued to evolve, adapting to new trends such as adventure tourism, wellness travel, and digital marketing. The island positioned itself as a leader in sustainability, embracing renewable energy and green initiatives to appeal to environmentally conscious travelers. The role of technology. The rise of social media and online booking platforms transformed how Aruba marketed itself to the world, making it easier for travelers to discover and plan trips to the island. Virtual tours, influencers, and interactive campaigns showcased Aruba's attractions to a global audience. The legacy of tourism. A model for economic diversification. Aruba's successful transition from an oil-based economy to a tourism-driven one serves as a model for other small island nations seeking to diversify their economies. Pride and identity. Tourism has reinforced a sense of pride among Arubans in their culture, history, and natural beauty, inspiring ongoing efforts to preserve and celebrate the island's unique identity. A bright future. As Aruba continues to innovate and adapt, its tourism industry remains a cornerstone of its economy and a testament to the resilience and ingenuity of its people. Conclusion. The birth of tourism in Aruba marked a new era of prosperity and global recognition, transforming the island into one of the most sought-after destinations in the Caribbean. Through a combination of strategic planning, community effort, and a deep appreciation for its natural and cultural assets, Aruba established itself as one happy island, welcoming millions of visitors each year while remaining true to its roots.